Hey everyone, this is Rob Motti. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Faith on a Field Show. If you want to hear any of our previous episodes, please check out our website, faithonafieldshow.com. You can also subscribe on every major podcast channel like Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Podbean, and TuneIn. Please like, share, and leave a review so others can find out about the show. We appreciate your support, and here is this week's episode presented by Cairn University. Welcome to Faith on a Field Show, presented by Cairn University. I'm Rob Motti with Remy Motti, and Pastor Kyle Horner is away this week, but we are thrilled to be joined by Pastor Logan Miller, the Connect Church's Cherry Hill campus pastor. Logan, it's great to have you on the show. You were just telling us a funny story about how you got here, and everybody knows Pastor Kyle is very charismatic, and Pastor Kyle can have a conversation with anybody and
or anything for that
matter. So what was the relationship like in the beginning, and how did you end up here?
You know, the joke is between Pastor Kyle and I that when we first started talking, it actually took him a while to figure out that I didn't hate him. He's such a good conversationalist, and I don't know anyone that's more charismatic than him. And I feel like I'm kind of like the polar opposite of that. So when we were both in a room interacting with one another, he would just go and talk, and when it was my turn to speak, I would say eloquent things like yes.
Yeah.
And then just leave it hanging.
Sometimes that's all you need.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it is all you need.
Yeah.
And then it has the reverse effect where everyone else in the room feels awkward. So, I feel kind of good about being able to make him feel awkward, I guess.
Well, hey, we really enjoy being part of your church.
Absolutely.
And we love when we get here and we see you up there. We see Pastor Kyle up there. And it really feels like family here. And we really do appreciate you guys. And we just love it. We absolutely do love it here.
Oh, we love you guys. My goodness.
It's fun.
Thank you, man.
It's a fun church.
We appreciate that. Speaking of guests who are not necessarily as outgoing and a little introverted, Jordan Howard, Philadelphia Eagles running back, is our guest, and we're going to hear from him later on. I didn't know what to expect when I had Jordan come out to my sports show, and man, he was awesome. Really enjoyed him, and he's a believer, so we're going to hear from him later on. But we've got an exciting topic, a really deep topic that we're going to dive into. We're going to talk about a person, and Logan, maybe you can help me out with this, who has many names, the advocate, the companion, the comforter, the counselor, the helper, the intercessor, the strengthener. Do you have any other names to describe the Holy Spirit?
How much time do you have?
That's right.
Sometimes when I go into prison and play softball against inmates as part of a ministry, they give me a handful of nicknames. They're usually not as flattering as the advocate,
not at all.
I've been called many things, and it's usually a good time, though. It's back and forth trash talking. But hey, to be the comforter, the counselor, the helper, the intercessor, the strengthener, the advocate.
You should tell them some names.
Some of those nicknames?
Yeah.
I should?
I mean, you throw it out there.
Yeah,
they've
called me Vinny from...
My cousin Vinny?
No, Vinny from, I think, the Jersey Shore. They'll just say Jersey Shore.
Yeah,
they'll
call me Jersey Shore.
They'll call me Situation.
There we go.
I've been called Tony Soprano.
I've
been called Johnny Bravo.
There's the best one.
I had to look that up. Vanilla Ice. I've been called Vanilla Ice.
Lord, absolutely.
Wow. Fabio. I don't know where that came from.
Fabio
had long flowing hair, right? The model.
I'm here for moral support, bro.
That's
so great. I'm just going to agree.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
I've received
for the muscles.
I don't know.
That's probably what it is.
There we go. See, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Absolutely. Amen.
No problem, honey. I'm here for you.
So every time I leave prison after having played softball, and we really, it's all about preaching the gospel and getting to share our testimony and talking to the inmates about the one who can change their life, the one who could save them. I mean, it's a perfect segue because we're talking about the Holy Spirit and the transformational power today of the Holy Spirit. I love what Jesus said in the Gospel of John. I will ask the Father and he will give you another helper that he may be with you forever. The Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it does not behold him or know him, but you know him because he abides with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. See, Jesus promised to send the Holy Spirit to reside within his true followers, his disciples. And it's through the power of the Holy Spirit that transformation occurs. But we have to allow that to happen, Logan and Remy. We have to allow that. You can't just snap your fingers, turn on a light, and go, all right, Holy Spirit, transform me. I want to be changed. Yeah. And then not do anything about it. But sometimes in this world, we see a lot of people, and we get as Christians sometimes a little judgmental, and we'll see someone transformed. And you know, I want to talk about Kanye West a little bit.
Can we please?
Can we talk about Kanye?
Amen. Come on.
Jesus is King is his album, and it's out.
Impressive.
And so many people out there want to be skeptical. They want to be critical. And I feel like if you truly understand the transformational power of the Holy Spirit, see, I lived it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know what I used to be. Yeah. I know what I am now.
Come on.
So I can understand if Kanye has been truly transformed, as he says. And the other thing is, it's not for me to judge. It's not for you. It's not for you. It's not for us to say, well, I don't know if I can believe him. Hey, man, I take a guy at his word. If he says he's been transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit, he's been transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. It is ultimately for us to encourage and inspire and lift up. So I feel like sometimes in this world we want to be so skeptical and we want to be so negative. So man, I want to hear you guys talk about the power of the Holy Spirit, the transformational power of the Holy Spirit.
You know, in one of the interviews that I've heard from Kanye, he was saying something about his whole life he was asleep, and after he got transformed by the Holy Spirit and accepting Christ, he now feels like he's finally awake.
Come on.
That is deep.
Yeah.
Yes,
that
Lord.
Is deep. That doesn't come from just someone that is, you know, oh, yeah, whatever. I'm just going to try this Christianity thing.
Right.
It's not something
some
that you try.
Some people do. They say, hey, I want to try this Christianity thing. I want to just
maybe,
go for it.
But that kind of depth doesn't happen just because you're curious. This depth happened from an experience of that's a transformation. That's something that happens from someone that just got hit by the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
and
Lord.
That Holy Spirit really definitely baptized him to like get him to that level. Mm-hmm. Because I've been there and I know, like as soon as I heard that phrase, I was like, I've been there. I know what that feels like. I know that moment where you say, I'm done. Let's go. I need something new. I need freshness. I need depth. I need you to come in and let's awaken me. Mm. Awaken me. And that's exactly where he is. And that's where I was too in that moment. And that felt like the freshness, that felt that that new level of depth that I needed. That's a new walk that I needed. And since then, you guys, I just experienced some magical things. It's just... Life became magical after that moment. And, you know, there's the gift of the Holy Ghost. And, like, there's a lot of things that happen. And one of mine, the fruit of the Spirit, and one of mine that I'm so glad because I've always been a dreamer, God gave me dreams. So dreams are my thing. Yeah. And I've talked about it a lot on
That's
the show.
Awesome.
One particular dream that it's been on my mind now. I shared it with my husband 2 weeks ago. The Holy Spirit showed me something so interesting. In the dream, all I saw was a dove, a pure white dove, and next to it was a plastic dove. Mm-hmm. So the white dove was real. The one next to it was also white, but made of plastic and like the feather, you know, the craft feathers and the googly eyes. And it was just staring at me and it's staring back and forth at the real thing. Mm. And in that dream, all I saw, all I felt was I'm looking at the plastic dove going, you've got to be kidding me.
Wow.
Are you trying to be real? Because it's not real. And the Holy Spirit was basically saying like, be always on the lookout for the real thing.
Yes.
Be always in discernment. Like, use your discernment that I give you to see what's right and what's wrong, and to see where the real Holy Spirit is leading you. Because there's a lot of misleading nowadays.
Yes.
And there's a lot of false spirits that are acting like the real thing. But it was just reminding me to follow the real thing. And it was just so beautiful and so real. But that's just one of the things I wanted to hit today, because I've always hit on dreams.
Awesome.
But I wanted to just share one more thing. It's so amazing when you walk with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Life becomes so colorful and things become so amazing.
I never thought of it that way.
It's so wow. colorful.
You see things that you didn't see
it's
before.
It's so true. Yeah. I feel like I was living in black and white, and now I see colors because I see things that are just so deep and so cool. And like, whoa, he speaks through dreams. He speaks through animals. He speaks through colors. He speaks through numbers. Mm-hmm. He speaks through so many different things. And that's the whole thing. That's the whole idea. It's just freshness. It's a new level. I love it. It's so cool. It's so neat.
What is the power, the transformational power of the Holy Spirit mean to you?
Oh, wow.
It's another one. Hey, you got 5 hours.
It's like, yeah, let's just pick a really shallow topic and talk about that.
Well, we knew when we wanted to get into this, we wanted to have you on because you and Pastor Kyle here at the Connect Church, it is Spirit-led, it is Spirit-fed, and we're like, this is a absolutely perfect topic for either one of you guys.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, I think we're... So first of all, the Holy Spirit, he's precious. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's amazing. And I purposely say he because so many times I think very, very well-meaning churches have kind of made him an it.
Yes.
You know, and he's not weird cousin it. He's he.
He is
God
he.
The Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. God is one and God is three. And, you know, ignoring the Holy Spirit is kind of like me telling my wife, hey, honey, I love you, but I only ever want to see your right side. I don't ever want you to show me your left. Wow. You know? Oh,
that's a good
And idea. And when we ask the Lord to just show us all of him, mm-hmm. when we ask the Holy Spirit to just be himself, God just takes such delight in revealing himself.
Exactly.
Because he knows that when he does, there's transformative power. I mean, for the Apostle Paul,
favorite story.
So yeah, like the Apostle Paul, and I think, like, you know, for anyone listening out there, sometimes we forget the gravity of Paul's situation. Mm. This is essentially Osama bin Laden.
Yeah,
okay,
right?
He really is.
So true.
I mean, he's straight up. He's Osama bin Laden. He was a terrorist.
Yeah,
he was
Hitler.
Killing. He was
Hitler.
Yeah, right, he was literally. He led a genocide on the church. And all of a sudden, one day, as he's going into a synagogue on the road to kill more Christians,
right.
The Holy Spirit knocks him off the horse, takes away his natural vision, and gives him true, honest to God vision. He lets him
Incredible.
See him.
Yeah.
There's this conversion.
He's blinded.
He's blinded.
Yeah.
And what I love is the Holy Spirit speaks to this guy who's this nobody. He's never really mentioned again in the Bible.
Right.
And he says, listen, I want you to go and pray for Paul. Yeah. Oh, some guy named Paul. No. Paul the terrorist Paul. That's the guy I want you to. And when he does, scales fall off of Paul's eyes, and he begins to proclaim the Lord's goodness.
Incredible.
This man, he writes 2/3 of the New Testament. Right. He ends up giving his life not only to the Lord, he ends up giving his life for the Lord.
I mean,
this man changed everything. It's because of him that you and I are saved, because prior to Paul, it was just Jews getting saved.
Yeah.
Paul opened up the way for the Gentiles, and it's because one man took the Holy Spirit at his word. Everything changed.
Yeah.
So when we talk about the transformative power of the Holy Spirit, what can't the Holy Spirit do, man? When we treat him like a person, when we invite him into our everyday lives and say, Lord, here you go, man. You know so much better than me. Holy Spirit, breathe on me. Here you go. Man, he just takes over.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. He's talking to you all the time. You're like, I didn't even know you could talk like that.
Right. Thank you. He talks through everything. Anything, anybody. You're like, where was I my whole life?
I see numbers.
He speaks through numbers. He speaks through colors. He speaks through everything. It's
through
crazy.
Sermons, other, through songs.
Yes.
There's so many things. Speaking of Paul, and as you said, wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, I love Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds so that you can figure out what God's will is, what is good and pleasing and mature. I've talked about Romans 12:2 so often on this show because it's a very challenging verse, because if we choose the ways of God instead of the ways of the world, and if we choose to allow the Holy Spirit to shape us instead of allowing the world to shape us, that's how we're transformed instead of being conformed.
Absolutely.
See, and it's a consistent daily challenge, and it is my daily prayer that I don't want to conform to the patterns of this world. I don't want to. Sometimes that means you don't fit in.
Yeah.
Oftentimes that means we don't fit in.
You'll always stick out.
In the spotlight, when you're in the media spotlight or anything where you're publicly proclaiming your faith, and you stand out and you're different, people notice.
Yeah.
So what are they noticing about you? And then sometimes they're looking for you to fail too. So it becomes even more challenging that you want to maintain your walk and your testimony.
Yeah.
So I say we can choose what the world tells us is valuable. We can choose what the world says to us, material things, wealth, fame, fortune. Those are the good things that the world wants to offer you. Yeah. And sometimes we have to forego that. And if we choose what God wants, what is his way, man, that's how we can be transformed. Yeah. And that's how we don't have to conform.
Absolutely.
To me, Romans 12, 2 is just such a powerful, powerful, incredible verse. How do you break that down?
Well, so Romans 12, 1, it's pretty crazy because it sets it up.
Yeah.
It says, present yourselves a living sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the crazy thing is when something is sacrificed, it's dead.
Yeah.
Now, the beautiful thing is, I've never met a dead person that worries about money. I've never met a dead person that worries about fame or being popular. Yeah. You know, Galatians 2:20, you know, we give ourselves completely over to the Lord. It's not I that live, but Christ that lives in me. And the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So it's like when we try to hold on to our lives, well, then we're responsible for our lives. Then we're the kings and queens of our own lives. And the problem is I have problems managing my own life. I'm the toughest person. The toughest person to lead is me. You know, for me to lead is me. Sincerely. Right. So I really can't afford to be king of my own life.
And that's so true.
So when I say, Jesus, here you go, it's beautiful to be transformed by him. So, you know, I think we look at the transformation process as this really, really hard thing.
Yeah.
And I found with the Lord, very often the most childlike explanation is the best.
Mm-hmm.
Because God, think about it, he's infinitely complex.
Right.
Yeah.
And yet he finds one word ways to describe himself. Right. God is good. Yeah. God is love. God is life.
Simple stuff. God,
yeah. And I'm like, how do you do? I never would have been able to think of this.
Like, oh, so, almighty, you know?
Yeah.
He's just all good.
I know, right? And then, so 2 Corinthians 3:18, it's really become a staple verse for my life.
Yeah.
And that is, as I behold Jesus, I am transformed from glory to glory to glory by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Mm.
So the crazy thing is, it's not my role to transform myself. It's my role, my responsibility is to behold the Lamb, is to love Jesus, to just be with him.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit's responsibility then is to transform me. Mm-hmm. The crazy thing is, so like my son just turned 4. His name is Ben. Yeah. He's wonderful.
He's very cute.
So he picks up on everything I do that I want him to do and stuff that I wish he never would have picked up on.
You know,
yeah.
Did it all the time.
It's like, how did you? Those. You know? Yeah, we
Daddy
know.
Said,
yeah.
Mommy,
yeah.
Daddy.
Like, yeah, right?
And it's something as silly as like, Daddy said stupid.
I know.
And we have instilled in them, stupid is a bad word. And then I try and say, but stupid's not really that bad of a word. They'll say the S word.
Thank
Daddy
you.
Said the S word.
I go.
Know, but it's
and then
like,
someone will hear that and think, well, did Daddy say something else? No.
Right.
And then I'm like, I only said stupid. I only said stupid. But it happens all the time.
It does. And the thing is, Ben, he imitates me just because he's being with me. He's not thinking about this. He's not trying really hard.
Right.
He's being conformed literally into my image just by being with me. And that's really how the Father wanted it to be. He's like, listen, don't think about transforming yourself.
Yeah.
Be with me. Just be with me. Love me. Let me love you.
Yeah.
I will transform you. Like Jesus said, look, I only do the things I see my Father do. I only say the things I hear my Father say.
Yeah.
And I think, wow, Lord, you made this whole beautiful transformation process. Mm-hmm. Holy Spirit, you made everything so simple.
Yeah.
When we think that we can transform ourselves, that's where we're going to reach failure. Because can you imagine if God left it up to us and our will and our selfish nature and our selfish desire to transform ourselves? We need that Holy Spirit to help.
Yeah.
I'll make this analogy with trying to transform your body physically, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what to eat, or you think you know what to eat. Sometimes you think you know how you should exercise.
Mm-hmm.
You have a trainer now.
I was peeking
at what her trainer was showing her and what the trainer was telling her. And I reached this point where like I lost 15 pounds in 2 months and I was like, I want 10 more. And then I got stagnant for a week.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't transform myself any further. I need to seek help somewhere.
Come on.
Right.
So I said, hey, let me get some information. Let me reach out to your trainer. And then
he got jelly, y'all. He got jelly. And he was like, let me just get me a trainer too. I'm like, all right.
I realized something is like, oh, I can't put skim milk in my iced coffee. Yeah. I got to go unsweetened almond milk. Like just these little things that he's tweaking and he's changing.
Yeah, welcome to almond milk life.
But you want to be transformed.
Right.
You have to seek the expertise, whatever area it is, and in our lives, in our hearts, to be transformed in our hearts. We can say we're different. We can say we're changed, but we're still going to have sometimes. You know, I get upset with myself if I have a thought, and I want to not even. To me, the goal is, I want to progress in my walk to where that thought, that negative thought, or whatever that thought was, doesn't even enter into. I don't act on it, and I don't turn that thought into words if it's anger, but I don't even want to have that thought. And to me, that's the challenge. It's a big time difficult challenge. We're talking about the Holy Spirit, a transformational power. Logan, you told a story maybe a couple months ago over the summer, and this is, man, if this isn't the Holy Spirit. About a coworker several years ago when you were working, was it Lowe's?
Home Depot?
I'm not sure where it was. I want you to share that with the audience because it's sure. so powerful.
Yeah. So, you know, I loved working at Lowe's. It was a great company to work for. And, I met a lot of friends. So the one friend that I made early on when, at my first store, he noticed, like our first interaction was he noticed that I took out my Bible, sorry, and I read it at lunch. Now I would do this all the time, and his thing was, well, he hated God. He didn't believe in God, which my question is, how do you not believe in someone that you hate? But whatever.
Well, that's a good point.
So, you know, he hated God. He hated Jesus. He hated every mention of him, and he hated the Bible. And he made sure to tell me that all the time, you know? And so, you know, I kind of just invited him out to lunch. I talked with him and, you know, as the years went on and he saw me continuously, I'd take out my Bible every lunch break. And when I talked to them, I talked like a normal person, but you know, the thing is I couldn't hide my relationship with my wife. She's in my speech all the time because we're in love. So I couldn't hide the Holy Spirit. We're in love. So I had to talk about him all the time. And it rubbed him the wrong way constantly, but he stuck around, you know? And I mean, this dude was bitter. He was angry. And the funny thing is, I think a lot of times we see the people that are the most bitter and the most angry, and we assume they're the farthest away from getting saved. But in fact, it's like the Holy Spirit's been working on him, and he's got a whole different judge of how ripe the fruit is. You know what I mean? So one day, he and I were building wheelbarrows together in the back. You know, there's power equipment. It's dusty. There's power tools. It's, you know, it's not an ideal place to share the gospel, but I don't know if there is an ideal place. It's kind of just like wherever you are. Yeah. And, you know, there's literally nothing special going on. And then all of a sudden the Holy Spirit says, Logan, I want you to get up. I want you to walk over to him and put your hand on his shoulder.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, well, he needs prayer or something like that. So I get over there. I put my hand on his shoulder. And the Holy Spirit's like, now don't say anything. Just leave it there. And I'm like, okay, God, this isn't creepy at all. This is like, we just went through a sexual harassment course. This is, so it's like, Lord, what are you doing to me? Right? So,
oh, my goodness.
Then the Holy Spirit, no lie, he says, okay, now sit back down. I'm like, okay. He goes, Logan, like, several minutes later now, he goes, Logan, I want you to get up. Put your hand on his shoulder again, and this time leave it there until I tell you to take it off. So I went over, put my hand on his shoulder, and I left it there for 15 seconds. And when nobody says anything for 15 seconds, that's a long 15 seconds.
Yes.
Silence.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. So then the Holy Spirit says, now take your hand off and go back down. Go sit back down. So I did. Now my friend at this point, he looks like he's seen a ghost. There's definitely something internally going on here. Wow. Right?
And at this point, he hadn't said anything back.
He didn't say anything
nothing.
Back?
Okay. He said nothing back. And this is a guy who doesn't like to be touched, which made it even more weird, right? Like, and then the Holy Spirit says, Logan, and this is after more minutes go by, he's like, go over to him again. Yeah. Put your hand on him. Leave it there until I tell you, and then go back to your seat without saying a word. Wow. And I did it. I went back third time. And by this point in time, tears are just, I mean, they're rolling down his face. Now, this is a hardened man. This man has been through fight after fight. I've never seen this dude cry in my life.
Wow.
And something has, it's tangible. There's something different in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I see him texting like a madman, okay? And then my phone is flooded with texts from him because he couldn't actually get it out of his mouth.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Oh, wow.
And he
wow.
said, Logan, for years, I knew that there was nothing to Jesus. I knew that there was nothing to God. I knew that there was nothing to the Bible. I knew it,
yeah.
but I had to keep talking with you. And then he goes, then I just kept thinking it would be so nice if it were true. Like it would fix everything in my life if it were true.
Jeez.
It would be the answer if it were true.
Wow.
And then he said, God, I don't believe in you, but if you are real, if you are, today, please have Logan. This is his exact prayer. Please have Logan, when we're building together, walk over to me and put his hand on my shoulder, but don't have him talk.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh.
This is internal. I had no idea.
This is incredible.
I can't.
Right?
Ooh, goosebumps.
And then he said,
right?
Yeah. And then he said, when you did it, I didn't know what to do, but I think, okay, maybe that's the world's weirdest coincidence. So then I said, God, if you really are real, this time, have him do it, but have him do it for 15 seconds.
Right? This is incredible.
I can't. It's so good. It's right? so good.
And then when I walked over, he said, God, I feel like you're real.
Yeah.
This is all in the text, mind you. He goes, I feel like you're real, and I'm so sorry, but I just need one more. God, give me one more.
Wow.
If you're real, God, please let him do it one more time. And he goes, if he does it, I'll give my life to you. So then he says, when you did it, he goes, dude, what do I do? What do I do now? I know God's real. What's my next move? And I said, bro, listen, I ran over to him. I grabbed his hands and I said, bro, listen, you and I, we both screwed up at one point in time in our lives. We both walked away from God.
Yeah.
We couldn't work our ways back to God. Mm. So God came to us. That's the whole reason Jesus died on the cross, man. He didn't die to be a good moral example. He died to pay the debt you and I couldn't.
Right.
He didn't die to condemn you. He died because he loves you, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, do you want to make him Lord today? And he said, yes. I go, get on your knees with me, bro. So we got on our knees in the middle of Lowe's, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
Literally, people are driving power equipment right next to us.
This is amazing.
And I will tell you, I looked around, and it was like a cloud was with us. It was the tangible presence of God. It was, I mean, the Holy Spirit had entered the room and was physically shaking us both. I mean, he was crying. He's like, what's going on? I go, it's the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. So it's like an electric shock.
I know, right? And then we said the sinner's prayer and he's just like, I'm different.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
And I mean, yay, Jesus. Like, what do you do?
It is beautiful.
Can I just command your obedience? Because your obedience, I mean, honestly, it takes a lot.
What you did in that moment.
Because, first of all, you knew he doesn't like to be touched, right?
Yeah.
So for you to go touch him, I mean, wow, your obedience was
incredible.
Because of that, he saw the Holy Spirit. Because of that, he experienced Jesus. Because of that, he's transformed. I mean, there's a lot of times where I hear the Holy Spirit and I go, do I really need to go talk to this person? Is that
right?
Really you? You know what I mean? Because we all sometimes fall.
And a situation and the reaction and the rejection. And if Logan's story isn't inspiring anyone out there to don't hesitate. Go for it. When you feel the Holy Spirit leading you, that's what it's all about. Be spirit fed, be spirit led, go for it.
Yeah.
And man, I love that story and it's just incredible. And that's
amazing.
What we're talking about, the power, the transformational power of the Holy Spirit. Up next, we're going to hear from Eagles running back Jordan Howard on Faith on a Field Show, presented by Cairn University.
Cairn University is a biblical university located in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, just 25 minutes from Center City, Philadelphia. With NCAA Division III athletics, a strong commitment to the arts, and majors in over 40 professional and academic fields, Cairn prepares students to serve Christ as biblically minded, well-educated, and professionally competent men and women of character. Learn more at cairn.edu.
Hey,
And welcome back to Faith on the Field show presented by Karen University. Rob, Remy, and Pastor Logan in for Kyle. If you missed any of our past episodes, go to faithonafieldshow.com. You can find every show that we've done in almost 3 years. Listen in at your convenience at any time. We're also now not only on faithonafieldshow.com, you can find us wherever you download your podcast: Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn, Podbean, as well as iTunes. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and follow us on Facebook at Faith on the Field. Sign up for our weekly email list and get our weekly episode and blog delivered right there to your inbox. Make sure you also follow us at Rob Motti, at Remy Motti, and at Kyle J. Horner. Pastor Logan, are you a social media guy?
I am the worst.
Yeah.
And I don't even think I exist on the internet. I live off the grid, yeah, man.
I like it. Good for you.
Good for you.
Yes.
That is hard.
If I could get away with that, I would love
that.
I really appreciate someone who could do that. I'll let you know where I'm going to be doing various speaking appearances. Remy as well. The Rob Motti Show at Center Square Tavern in Woolwich Township, New Jersey, is every Tuesday night, 6 to 8 p.m. It's a wonderful restaurant, great food. Come on out. Sports talk, giveaways, prizes, special guests. I want to thank George Bauer and the men's ministry at West Lawn United Methodist Church for hosting me last Saturday. It was a tremendous honor to share my message with them. Every time I go somewhere to speak, my goal is to inspire, to encourage, and to challenge men in their walk. And if they don't know the Lord, to help lead them, to plant a seed, to help lead them to the Lord. And from the moment I walked in that day, everyone was just so welcoming. And starting with the worship team, they were phenomenal. They had me in tears before I even went up on stage. And then afterward, you know, I had a pretty busy week last week. It was really busy, and I was tired, and I was like, Lord, you know, I'm driving out to Reading, PA. They postpone Halloween in our neighborhood, and I hate it all together. And I think I don't even want to get into that discussion. But the kids want to go
out and all that
stuff. And now it's on the night that I wanted to go up there, relax, and everything gets pushed back. And I'm like, Lord, I don't know what I have to give today. I know I've shared my message in this so often. I just didn't know. And then I left there inspired, and I left there encouraged, and I left there challenged.
That's awesome.
Because they were so appreciative and they were so welcoming. So I want to thank everybody there, George, Pastor Jeff, everyone for having me. And you know what? Our biggest supporters, Patrick Sullivan and his wife Jennifer, drove out to meet me for
the
first time.
Guys.
I want to thank them for coming out, because we've never met. And sometimes when you do what we do, you don't know how impactful you can be at times. And sometimes, you know, you're tired and life gets difficult. And anytime I need like an encouraging word or an uplifting word, those two are always on social media. That's the power sometimes. There's good and bad side of social media.
Yeah.
Sometimes the power is when there are people there encouraging you, who don't give up, don't stop
Absolutely.
Doing it's so powerful when that happens. Tim from the church here, from Connect Church, he reached out to me and he said, hey, don't stop doing what you're doing. And sometimes you just need that. You need that. And consistent words. So thank you to everyone. On this Sunday, November 10, this weekend, Remy's going to be the guest speaker at Abundant Life Ministries in Philadelphia. It's Pastor Rob Pinckney and his wife Dana's church.
Awesome.
The service starts 3:30 p.m. The address is 6228 North Broad Street. So if you're in the area, Eagles bye week, you don't have to worry about missing an Eagles game.
I know.
You can come on out. Remy's a passionate speaker. It's certainly going to be a special afternoon. I'm really excited to hear you, because she gave me a little preview, Logan, of this message that she's got. And you want to share a little preview now?
It's just that the Holy Spirit put it on my heart actually back in May, which is really funny. He's really cool. He sets stuff up for me. He's really cool, because he gave me that. I woke up one morning with a verse from Proverbs 31, and it talks about women. It talks about how there's a lot of women in the world, but you, my dear, you surpass them all.
Come on.
And he gave me that verse, and I wrote it down. And then when Pastor Rob reached out to me, he's like, hey, can you come on to speak in November? I was like, about this verse. I was like, what? I mean, that's the verse.
Yes,
dude.
Lord.
Like, that's yes, Jesus. All right, let's go.
So cool.
Then he gave me a whole analogy that I want to use, and it's just it's so beautiful. It's all him. It's all him, and I just want to share it with the world, and it's going to be pretty awesome.
Looking forward to it. I want to take a minute also to thank all of our sponsors. We can't do this without their support. Please check them out on our sponsor page at faithonafieldshow.com and follow them on social media. They are great companies, even better people. So thank you to Cairn University, Heritage's Dairy Store, Shady Maple, Weather Trends 360, California Closets, Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Swedesboro, Restelli Foods Group, Norristown Hospitality Center, and Brenda Lee Utzler and Associates. Our guest, Jordan Howard, is a running back for the Philadelphia Eagles. He spent his first three seasons with the Chicago Bears before he was traded to Philly this year. He's already been to one Pro Bowl. He's a two-time 1,000-yard rusher, and Jordan's a touchdown machine. He's got 32 touchdowns in 3.5 seasons. He's having a terrific year with the Eagles. He was nice enough to come out to my show at Center Square Tavern last month. He's a quiet guy, and I said, like, in the beginning, I didn't know what to expect. And I said, Jordan, you only have to come out here and hang out for 15, 20 minutes, and you're good to go. He stayed. When I tell you, Logan, he stayed for the entire hour, maybe even longer, shook hands with a big smile, took pictures with everyone, just a genuinely incredible, humble, great guy. He's a believer, and I mixed in a few questions about his faith right there in Center Square Tavern. We talked about it right there to a sports audience, and I wanted to share his thoughts with everyone on this show, so here is that clip. You've been here for several months throughout the off season. Have you? This is a team with a really strong locker room culture. I wrote about it after they won the Super Bowl, and I'll give you that book in a few minutes. Have you been able to sense the unity, the culture in this locker room? I don't know how different it is from Chicago, but I think, and I've been in a lot of locker rooms around the NFL, it's special here. Do you get that vibe?
Yeah, I definitely get that vibe. You can tell a lot of the guys here have been together for a long time. They're very comfortable with each other, and they just get along well. So you can tell it's very family-oriented.
Trey Burton, who played here and is part of that culture and was part of the Super Bowl team, went to Chicago last year. He was there with you on the Bears, and I know you guys lost to the Eagles in a playoff game. We'll get to that in a second. Did you have any opportunity to ever talk to Trey, not just about football, but maybe talk about life? He's a guy who's really strong, a strong man of faith, and I've always admired him for that, and we've talked about that. Did you get any opportunity to ever get some advice from Trey?
I talked to him about it a little bit. He was telling me what to expect about coming to Philly. He told me I was going to love him and stuff like that. Just telling me there's a bunch of good guys here.
So I was looking on your Twitter and in your bio, and I appreciated this. And it says, don't let anyone steal your dream of what God has for you. That's a pretty powerful message. And for you to feel that strongly about it, that you put it there in your Twitter bio, what does that mean to you?
My mom, she just used to, like, always encourage me, like, going to high school. When I wasn't getting recruited, how I wanted to get recruited, she just used to always tell me that it's not man's plan, it's God's plan. So nobody can take that away what God has planned for you.
Definitely nobody can take what God has planned for you. And right now, that plan for you is to be here in Philadelphia. We saw what you can do on the field. The expectation for you and this team is sky high. So I want to thank you for being here, for being with this crowd, for coming out, taking time out of your Tuesday night to be here, man. So thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Hey, let's hear it for Jordan Howard.
And that was Eagles running back Jordan Howard. We'll talk about the interview next on Faith on a Field Show, presented by Cairn University.
Located in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, just 25 minutes from Philadelphia, Cairn University is the right place for students to get a dynamic experience centered on Christ and His Word. Students are equipped professionally, personally, and spiritually, and make an impact on the local community and surrounding cities. Cairn is close to everything that matters for future educators, pastors, social workers, entrepreneurs, musicians, and more. See if Cairn is the right place for you. Schedule a visit today at cairn.edu/visit.
And welcome back to Faith on a Field Show, presented by Cairn University. Rob Remy and Pastor Logan in for Pastor Kyle. We just heard a clip of my interview with Jordan Howard. We also came back with a Kanye song just for you.
Woo-hoo!
Came back with a Kanye song.
I work out to the song every day.
I love it.
Way to go.
I love your taste in music.
Came high.
It's consistently shifting around. We just heard Jordan talk about what God has planned for you, no man can take away. has special meaning to him. That concept, Logan, is taken, I think, from at least a couple Bible verses. Isaiah 54:17 says, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper. You shall silence every voice raised up to accuse you. These benefits are enjoyed by the servants of the Lord. Their vindication will come from me. I, the Lord, have spoken." Yeah. Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope in a future." I think sometimes we need a reminder, because doubt and fear and uncertainty creep in, and what other people think can rob us of maybe our feeling of what should be our destiny. But if we understand that we belong to the Lord, that we already have great value and worth in him. I mean, he thought we're TDF. He thought we're to die for, right?
So I was like, what does that mean? TDF.
Oh, no. Thank God he actually explained himself.
Well, yeah. I'm supposed to know what this means.
Is that way back in the early 2000s, TDF?
Yeah, we're not in that life anymore.
Every week I say something that's like 15, 20 years
right,
old.
Right, and hey, I look listen, at him like, what is it. Happening?
Yeah. You do. You,
the point is we are that worthy of dying for, and God has that perfect, he's got a perfect plan for our life that is fulfilled though when we align our hearts with his and we surrender our life to him. That's where no one can stop that. You know, you don't have to worry about what other people say. You don't have to worry about what other people think. No man is going to take what God has for you. And I think it's derived from so many different philosophies and feelings. And Jordan had it. He had some doubt in his life. People thinking especially to get to the NFL is not an easy feat. And people are going to doubt you along the way.
Absolutely.
So, how do you look at Isaiah 54:17, Jeremiah 29:11, Logan?
Yeah, it's always funny, like when we really take a look at the context of these verses, they mean even more. So for Jeremiah 29, well, Jeremiah is actually talking to captives when he says that. He's speaking to people not who are free, but people who have been, like, they've lost everything they ever knew. They were refugees in Babylon. And so, like, everything's going on all at the same time. Their world is ending. And Jeremiah speaks hope, and he says, listen, God has a plan for your life. He's got a plan for your life. He has got a future. He's got a hope for you. Mm-hmm. Isaiah kind of goes on the flip side. Isaiah speaks great blessing. He's like, listen, man. He's like, enlarge the place of your tent. He goes, the pegs that you're dwelling, take it all out, enlarge everything. And then he sends that thing on at the end because he knows the enemy tries to steal our hope. He's like, come on, like, great blessing is going to happen. And by the way, no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
That's so good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's so good.
Yay, Jesus.
But that's an everyday life. Every day. Every day you have to enlarge your vision, and every day you have to fight the doubt. Every single day. It creeps in. It creeps in from maybe your kid is acting up, or your wife is going crazy, or your husband is flipping out.
Oh, you don't
out.
Do that, honey. You know? No. Like,
you know. I have no comment.
No,
It's every day. And every day you have to remind
odd
yourself.
Requests or, I'm going to give an example to everyone out there. Sunday, I had a very busy day. I'm covering the Eagles game. After the Eagles game, I got to finish writing. I got to finish my stories. Then I got to go to the station, 97.5 The Fanatic. I got to do 4 hours on a post game show. Then I still have an NFL column to write. So I come home. I do 4, 7 to 11. I come home. I'm literally up till 2:30 in the morning. So during the course of the game, as we're in probably the Eagles had a nice lead over the Bears, then it shrunk. So the game is hanging in the balance. And I'm just getting various text messages from Remy. Can I buy this treadmill? I want, now, mind you, she's got gym membership. She goes to the gym four or five, but she wants to, can I buy this treadmill from someone off Facebook? Can I buy this elliptical instead? Can you go pick it up tomorrow? What else?
Oh, shoes. So you pick it up. Not just can she get it. But so it's you, okay, gotcha.
It's already made.
How am I going to pick up a treadmill? You know what I mean? Like, he has to pick it up.
It's only heavy. Logical. It's only logical. Yeah. You should have assumed that.
Seriously. I mean,
I like these shoes.
Home?
What do you think of these? And I'm like, so I didn't want to say it any other rude way. I just said, hey, have you spent any time working on your sermon for next Sunday? Because it just seemed to me, here's a perfect opportunity. Girls are doing whatever. Husband's at work. Maybe,
The funny thing
lay
is
off
I
buying
did.
Things for a minute.
The funny thing is I did. I worked on everything.
Not
I was
a girl.
Just
yeah.
trying to shop. So, you know, I just shop online.
Treat
That's
yourself.
What I do. And you know what? Sometimes you just want to work out, you know, at yeah. home. You don't want to go to gym.
But no, you
so
don't
I just
do crazy things. No.
No, you know,
the
I
word,
don't.
The word says
don't.
That a worker is worthy of their wages. So she's
Thank
preparing the
you.
Word of God. She's preparing the word of God.
Thank okay? you.
Pastor Kyle has taught me how to do this way too well. She's preparing the word of God. She
deserves
He's
a mediator
a
right now.
Absolutely.
I love it. I love it.
It's just so good. It's so, but these are the daily battles that we yeah. have to remind ourselves. So I enlarge my vision. I wanted a treadmill. See? And then I'm going
to
get it. There you go. Here you go. That's a great
idea.
You set yourself up for failure.
I might need 9 people to help me pick. I get it. It's already, it's better than having to put it together. Well, hey.
It's true.
On that note, we're out of time.
Thank you, Jesus. We're out of time.
Man, it was a pleasure
and
an honor.
Yes, it was so much fun.
To have you on.
Thank you for being
again,
here.
I want to thank all of our listeners and our followers. Thank you to Jordan Howard. Thank you to Pastor Logan. Thank you to our EVP of Business Operations, Doug Horton. Thank you to Pastor Scott Foreman for his excellent work on our website, our podcast, our blog, everything he does to make us present better. Thank you, Jim Henderson, for all your work behind the scenes. Brett and Ryan, thank you for producing the show. Big thanks to 610 ESPN Philadelphia, 107.5 Alive, and Joy FM Sports for airing Faith on a Field Show presented by Cairn University. For Remy and Kyle, I'm Rob Motti, reminding you, make a difference, be a blessing.